You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's Sunday, December the 2nd. Andy Holding looking at seven scintillating races for you at Ferry House this afternoon. Second day, of course, of their Winter Festival, which brings together top-class Grade 1 action at 105, 135 and 240, respectively. Either side of that, we've got very competitive handicaps at 210 and 310. And we conclude with what should turn out to be a very informative bumper. Talking of informative, well, the juvenile hurdle scene could do with a little bit of a shake-up. We've certainly got the best juvenile hurdle run either side of the Irish sheet at 12:35, which is the opener. It's the bar1racing.com juvenile hurdle over 2 miles, and Course Sublime is a very short price favourite, having created a favourable impression at Down Royal. I wouldn't get too carried away with it. He was workmanlike more than spectacular. He certainly was expected to win that off the back of a win in a maiden at Navan in April, where he beat Southern France, of course, who went on to contest group races in the middle of the summer for the Aidan O'Brien stable. I think he's a nice horse, Course Sublime. There's no doubt about that. But I'd have to ask myself serious questions if I was thinking of taking 4 to 5 about him. I do think this race is a little bit more deeper than the market suggests. I quite like Human East, who, of course, has had the advantage of winning over this track, albeit over the brush hurdles on the inner track in the early part of November. I do like course and distance form, I must admit. I think he's a really solid each-way alternative around about 5-1. And you chuck in Lover de Soleil, who is a real good front runner and keeps galloping, and Chief Justice, who's done nothing wrong in his 5 starts to date. And I think certainly Course Sublime is going to be tested anyway here. So anyway, the way I'd probably play this race is just back Human East each way. I couldn't possibly touch the favourite. Even if he does win, I'll just tip my hat and say, well, fair play. But he represents no value for my eyes.
Race 2.
First of the Grade 1 action here. An intriguing contest, if ever there was. All 5 horses could be given a chance of sorts. Even if Tintangle is the big outsider here, she's a useful mare and she won quite well the other day at Thurles. Now, a lot depends on how this race is going to be run, and I haven't got the answer to that. None of them have made the running in the past. It could well be that Tintangle is arguably in this race maybe to be a bit of a foot soldier for Commander of Feet, although that would be total guesswork with that regard. But either way, Quick Grabbing, I think, sets a fairly really good standard here, especially over the 2 mile trip. I think Commander of Feet, who's favourite for the Ballymore, might just be better over a little bit further in time. And if he is going to be vulnerable, maybe today is the day, dropping back from 2.5 miles. Time will, of course, tell. But I do like Quick Grabbing. He should have won last time out, because it was just impossible to say. But I think Ruby Walsh's mind was scrambled a little bit going into that race for one reason or another. He'd ridden up off the back of 4 consecutive falls, and it was as if those 4 had got to his head, because he dropped this horse out ridiculously too far back in a very slowly run race. And in the end, the dash down to the second last caught him out, because the horse was absolutely flying. But of course, he took off too early, landed on the hurdle and lost his momentum when he caught the top bar. And he could never get back into the race, albeit he stayed in quite eye-catchingly on the running. Now, I think if you go back to his previous run when he won very easily at Tipperary, he's a useful horse, Quick Grabbing. He clocked a very good time that day, quickening up smartly, beating Triplicate, who'd gone there off the back of 2 wins. And it's that form, I think, which is the best coming into this race, that Joe Mack novice, the Grade 3, on the 7th of October. And if he can replicate that in a more cleaner run race, and Ruby is a little bit more tactically aware of what's going on, then I think today Quick Grabbing just might have the legs of this lot, and he might just turn the tables with Aramon. Certainly think Triplicate is definitely worth a mention. He got outpaced on that good ground, but if there is any rain around today at Ferry House and it does get into the ground, then I certainly don't see him as any back number, and that 10-1 this morning looked almost an insult for Triplicate. So The way I've played this race, I've had a reasonable bet on Quick Grab Him, but I've also had a little bit of a saver on Triplicate. Those are my two against the field there.
Race number three.
On to the 135, the second of the Grade Ones. Of course, it's the Drinmore, and massively competitive this race. I've got at least five or six that can win this. Some of them have clocked very good times already. Funny enough, the only one who hasn't clocked a decent time over fencing, it's a very small sample, of course, and that's Delta Work. But to be fair to him, he has got lots of good numbers over hurdles, so that's probably a unfair assessment of him. He was quite good when he went to Downroll the other day. Had to rally when Niven joined him, and he found plenty of pressure. He's just a really lovely horse, Delta Work. He's going to make a good chase, and I see him being an RSA horse down the line. Anything that Jojo O'Brien runs at the moment, you've got to be respectful of. And having had five winners here in the last couple of days, then Le Richburg is definitely one to consider. He was good the last day when he beat Robin de Foray, and he's got a very good jumping technique. The blinkers or the visors are on blow by bow for the first time, and he could easily improve, having run well last time out behind some neck. Cadmium's very reliable. He's been knocking out some good speed figures in the last few months. But I want to take a bit of a punt here with Discorama, because to large an extent, this horse I don't think was that felt well fancied the other day at Nice. The trip was felt to be a bit too short for him, and he'd probably require a little bit of a stiffer test. But I really love the way he won, and his time figure was pretty useful, particularly the last circuit. He actually ran it a lot quicker than the grade two hurdle on the same card. Sorry, grade two chase on the same card over 2 miles. So they were trapping along, and given that he come from a good way back, jumping the second last to win in the end quite snugly, I think Connections can be quite hopeful of a big run out of him here today, Discorama. And he's around about 9-1 this morning. I'd sooner go down that route rather than go down the short price favourite route. So it's a cracking Drinmore. It's a very wide open race. I can't remember this race being so difficult to get your head around, because there's so many unknown factors. So I'm going to go with Paul Nolan's Discorama in that Drinmore.
Race four.
On to the 210. A very, very competitive handicap on our hands here. The interesting one, of course, is Undressed, who's now having his first run for Willie Mullins, having been in the care of Michael Horrigan. And Willie's obviously got a great record at turning all the horses' fortunes around. It's not as if this horse has any back number anyway. He was pretty good last year in many staying handicaps. But I'm going to stick with Fitzhenry. He's a horse I've always quite liked, and I think marathon distances are going to suit this fellow. He's just the one pace, but he does jump well, and he stays and he keeps galloping. And I like the way that he was campaigned first time out. He was just given a nice quiet one over 2.5 miles over hurdles. He basically just didn't have the speed of the winner. The name escapes me, but he went well for three quarters of that journey before getting a little bit tapped for foot and looking as though he needed the run. So hopefully that would have brought him forward. He's got a good record going right-handed. The ground will suit him, and I think he'll go well today, Fitzhenry.
Race five.
On to the 240 then, which is the Hatton's Grace. It's the race that has been farmed by Apples Jade in recent times, and I think she'll win again. Obviously, there's a little bit of a question mark on her first run this season at Navan, off the back of two, for her anyway, heavy defeats at Punchestown and Cheltenham respectively. But she seemed as good as ever to my eyes anyway when she won the other day. She made all the running in typical fashion. And then once Jack Kennedy went for her after the last, she absolutely took off on the running. The legs were going as fast as I've ever seen any horse in recent times over hurdles. So she's clearly in good nick. She's good at this time of year. Well, she's good at all time of year, but she's very good at this time of year. Record in December and November is exceptional. And I expect her to make all, because there's doubts about quite a few of these. Limonie was a bit disappointing in the last two runs on the flat. Super Sunday, a horse I do like. I think this is his trip. I know Ali, who's in the studio today, thinks he could be a 3-miler, time will tell, but I think if he's going to play a significant hand in the big races, then this trip is definitely his bag, so he'll be ready for today. But like I say, Farclass, we've done about him over the trip, we've done about Sutton Place off the back of a run. Dortmund Park was disappointing first time, so this is really Apples Jade's to lose, and if you can get something in and around the even money mark, I'd say that's a decent bet there in the 240.
Race number six.
On to the penultimate contest then, the most competitive handicap of the day, certainly numerically, but it could be turned into a little bit of a mockery with this Wunderleich, who's been punted off the board. 6-1 when prices opened the other day, into 3-1 now and getting shorter by the second. And it's easy to see why. Yes, he's been raised £17 for that whopping victory the other day at Navan, but he couldn't have done it any easier. What the handicapper was doing, leaving him off 119 in the first place, is a bit of a mythical because he's rated 95 on the flat. So using the £40 rule between the two codes, he should be on this mark anyway in the first place. He's just a very difficult horse to get a handle on. He could be absolutely anything. It's interesting there's been massive amount of money for him. And Charles Burns, has, at the moment anyway, it seems as though Off You Go is a little bit weaker of the two. But you never know with JP. He'll get to know which is fancied down in the off. And if there's good money for Off You Go, who disposed of Hearts or Trumps very easily on his seasonal return when not fancied, then it could be a good head-to-head between the two. Of the rest at bigger prices, I think Tanida, Watch Her Go Well. He was over in America the last day when he finished second to Jury Duty in one of their big grade ones. And I know connections of him, I've always liked him, so he could go well. And you chuck in the likes of Jet Ski and Tombstone, who bring good, solid grade one action to the table. It makes him up for an intriguing affair. But I'll go with Wonderlace. I must admit, I've missed the boat with the prices. I'm going to tip him rather than back him, but I expect him to go very close there in that penultimate.
And the final race.
On to the final race, then, an intriguing bumper. Quite a few fancied here. None more so than Envoy Allen, representing the stable. Have already hit the ball out of the park with a horse called Malone Road, who is a very, very short price favourite already for the champion bumper at the Cheltenham Festival. Ran about 4-1, I think, after a scintillating display at Punchestown the other day. And the word on the street is this Envoy Allen could be just as good, having won a bumper at Ballinaboola on the 4th of February in consummate fashion. Obviously, the market is telling us that for those that don't really know, then you wouldn't really want to be touching him at 4-5. So perhaps if you wanted an each-way alternative, you look towards maybe a horse like Port Stanley, who ran well at Galway the last day and represents a stable who do really well in this kind of event. But it's a hard race to punt in, but Envoy Allen apparently is a pretty smart tool. So that will do for me in the final race. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on December the 2nd. I'm Andy Holding, signing off until we meet again when Dundalk greets us later in the week. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.